بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and of course our mothers and sisters listening at home, every single person, if you look around us, has got some type of worry, problem. The world is in turmoil. Almost every country in the world that we see is suffering either some economic depression, there's some war going on, there's fighting, there's quarreling, there are bombings taking place. There is disunity. People are going to various type of depression. Psychologically, people are suffering. Physically, there are so many illnesses in the world. Doctors are trying desperately. New diseases are coming up. There's famine, there's drought in certain areas, there's flood in certain areas, there's earthquake taking place. There's crime, there's unrest, there's becheni, there's depression. We have missed some point that has caused so much of problems in the world. Our own lives, there's restlessness. At this very moment, if we close our eyes, and we just ponder and reflect and be honest to ourselves, the entire day, the different type of problems, and especially those who are seeing to different type of problems and cases, what the ummah is going through, what different people are suffering from, what fears they have, what grief they are gripped with. But while sitting here now in the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we recited durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah accept it. We read our Isha salah, may Allah accept it. And now with the tawfiq Allah, we will be taking the name of Allah. So for these few moments that we have, what sukoon we enjoy. There's contentment, there's peace, our mind is relaxed, our heart is relaxed, we're enjoying something. And that is the thing that we are missing. The enjoyment of connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we disconnect ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are going to face the turmoil in our heart. There will be restlessness in our life. There will be problems at home. There will be problems at school, in college, in madrasa, in university, in the shop, in the business, in the factory, wherever we are. We are traveling abroad, there will be problems throughout the ummah. But when we connect ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we get the enjoyment of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have got enjoyment in this dunya. Otherwise, with all the material possessions that we have in this world, the treasures, the dollars and the rands, whatever we may possess, and all the comfort that we may outwardly possess, but if we do not have the enjoyment of the love of Allah, then we have got absolutely nothing. A little bit of enjoyment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sweetness of Allah's name on our tongues, the serenity in the hearts that we feel when we see Allah, when we ponder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, His azmat, His kibriya, the love Allah has for us, the fact that He is our creator, He is our nourisher, He provides for us every single day. And He is the one who gives us air and oxygen to breathe in. And He is the one who gives us the ability to walk, to talk, to move around, to do our occupation, to live with human beings, to get married, to have children, to be able to consume food, to be able to relieve ourselves. And this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is almighty, who has got no partners, who's got no parents, who's got no wife, who's got no children. There is nobody equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is most great. He has the most beautiful names. He has the most beautiful qualities. Allah is most perfect. He is our master. And this is the connection that you and I have to develop and we have to maintain till our dying moments. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to beg from Him. Allah wants us to ask from Him. Whatever the problem the ummah is suffering, whatever the ummah is going through, you've got a physical problem, you've got a spiritual problem, you've got a financial problem, you've got some domestic problem, you've got a social problem, you've got some fight, you've got some court case coming, you've got some sickness, you've got some bad habit, you've got some sick, some vice, some evil. Whatever the problem is, turn to Allah. Beg from Allah. Beg from Allah. Go into sujood. Cry before Allah. And develop the ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned previously, mountains will move through our du'as. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ Your Rabb says, call to me. Make dua to me. Supplicate to me. I, أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ I will answer you. I will respond to you. Allah immediately thereafter says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي All the ulama, jumhur scholars, all agree that the word ibadah here refers to dua. Those who are arrogant, those who are independent of making dua to me and supplicating to me, Allah says, سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ Such people will enter Jahannam in a very despicable way. Allah wants us to beg from Him. Hadith of Tabarani, reported by Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, a marfu hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُلِحِّينَ فِي الدُّعَى Allah loves those people who beg persistently from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person begs, he doesn't just beg once off, or one day in his life, or just when some problem comes and that's the day he begs. No. He begs, and he begs, and he begs. The word comes mulihin, one who makes israr, one who begs profusely. He does not leave the master until he does not get what he wants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be like that, to raise our hands in the dark hours of the night, make wudu, go onto the musalla, and cry your heart out. Cry your heart out. That sister who is having a problem with her husband, that husband who is having a problem with his wife, that mother with her child, the child with the parent, you have a problem at your occupation, at your workplace, whatever it is, students that had an examination, somebody has got cancer, somebody got a heart problem, somebody got some illness, some disease, operation, did not know what to do, did not know what the problem is, beg from Allah, profusely. And when a person is making dua intently, he's focusing towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his mind is not drifting away. He's not just playing around with his fingers, with his beard, looking here and there. A beggar never does that. A beggar stares at the person. The beggar knocks on the window. The beggar persists. The beggar cries. It makes different type of sounds. It pleads to you. Please give me something. This is how we should be begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will answer wa dua. Hadith has mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there isn't a Muslim who makes any dua. Ma min muslimin yad'u Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bida'watin. Except that Allah will answer his dua. Every single dua of ours is accepted. Rasulullah s.a.w. mentions, either imma ay yu'ajjil lahu fi dunya, either Allah gives us that, or answer, gives us whatever we want immediately in this dunya. So we get whatever we wanted, we made the dua, Allah gave it to us, not necessarily at the same time, maybe after a few days, few weeks, few months, few years, but Allah gives you that in the dunya. وَإِمَّا أَن يَدَّخِلْ لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ Or sometimes we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give you the thing that you asked for, but your dua has been accepted by Allah in this form, then Allah stores it for you in the hereafter. And when you present yourself before Allah, Allah opens those doors in which, or those closets, or those treasures in which all these du'as were kept, which you felt were not answered in this world, but Allah stored it for you in the akhirat. Allah accepted it. And Allah is now giving you that surprise in the hereafter, so as to say. And Allah says, all the du'a you made, I answered it, but I kept it for you now in the akhirat. Now enjoy your blessings in this form. Oh, yassifa bihi. Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes as-su'a. Allah removes some difficulty, some bala that's going to come. He made a dua for a car, but Allah did not give him a car. Allah protected him from being murdered. Allah protected him from theft. Allah protected him from an accident. Allah protected him from some sickness. He made dua for a car, for a material thing. But that dua, Allah answered it in which form? That Allah removed a heavy calamity from him. Every single dua is granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never lose hope. Yes, there are certain things that Allah says, as long as the person does not ask for a sinful thing. He doesn't ask for a haram woman, for example. He doesn't ask for a haram thing to consume. He doesn't ask for some gambling or some casino. أو قطيعة رحمٍ. So he doesn't ask for إثمٌ أو قطيعة رحمٍ. He doesn't ask, Allah, break my ties with a certain family member. Sever my relationship with that person. He doesn't make such a dua. As long as he does not say these two things, his dua is answered. And Rasulullah also mentioned another hadith that as long as his income is halal. He mentioned a traveler who undertook a long, tedious journey. His hair is disheveled, his body covered with dust, clothing with dust. Any person looks at him will feel pity for him. Such a long journey. The man is tired. He's raised his hands and he's saying, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Oh my Allah, Oh my Allah. Supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Rasulullah says that this person, وَمَلْبَسُوا حَرَامٌ وَمَتْعَمُوا حَرَامٌ غُذِيَ بِالْحَرَامٌ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ وَمَرْكَبُوا حَرَامٌ. The clothing he has donned is haram. In other words, he has earned it from haram income. The food that he's consuming is from haram. His conveyance is also from haram. He has been nourished by haram. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لِذَلِكَ. How can such a person's dua then be answered by Allah? You're displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You earned everything haram. You broke the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now you are begging from Allah. Allah does not want a person to earn haram and then come and make dua to Allah. Allah wants us to earn halal and then you see the effects of your dua. So Rasulullah said that a person's dua is not answered if he is consuming haram. And also that the person makes dua, and this is very, very, very common. How often people say, Marana, I made dua, and I did all my things and everything, and I made so much of dua, but nothing happening. He loses hope. Rasulullah says that he says, da'utu wa da'utu wa da'utu, I made dua. فَيَسْتَحْسِرُ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ. And now he loses hope and he says, oh, nothing happening. If he does this, then his dua won't be answered. As long as he does not lose hope, his dua will be answered. Have conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person shoots an arrow, then he is focused. He uses all his might and strength when he pulls the arrow back to let it be released. He doesn't just give a small, gentle pull and let the arrow just fall on his feet. He'll never reach his target like that. When a person raises his hand like a beggar with a crying face, if you are unable to cry, then make the face of a crying person and knock and knock and knock on the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We had mentioned previously the adab of dua. We're not going to go into those details. The point here tonight, inshallah, whatever problems we have, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either Allah will give us whatever we want in this dunya, or Allah will destroy it for us in the akhirat, or Allah will remove some heavy musibah from us, but Allah will answer our dua. Have hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ummah must never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever the condition may be, whatever, however bleak the condition may be. Remember, we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with us. We will go through these difficulties, these trials, these tribulations. We will see this and we will cry for the ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the difficulty. Allah will remove the difficulty. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ. Who is the one who will remove the distress from the person who is mutar, who is full of difficulty? He's in a distressful condition. He's in pain, anxiety. He's got no way, no escape. Who is the one who will answer him? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is the one who will remove the su, remove the bala, the musibah, yakshifu su? Who is the one who will relieve him from his difficulty? It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My humble appeal is made to our brothers, sisters, our young ones, the adults, the children, that every single person, let us make sincere dua. Last week we spoke about the benefit of istighfar. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah al-azim, alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. This must be on our tongues. Connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave this world having tasted the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not leave this world, or may Allah not make us leave this world without having tasted the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give me His true love, give you His true love and ishq and muhabbat, and the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. He said the Rushdie.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 kaisa pyara naam hai, Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai, dil mera ho ja ek maidan ho, dil mera ho ja ek maidan ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu, aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil, ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar, dekhu jidhar, Allah, 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 Hadiri, Allah, Nadiri, Allah, Shahidi, Allah, Ma'i. محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك
اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وامتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان يا الله ماري غناؤكم معافر ما ماري خطاؤكم معافر ما يا الله forgive us يا الله Ya Allah, we are disobedient to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed too many sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have lost our goal, our object, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have lost focus, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are moving more and more into dunya instead of preparing for akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have become ghafil of you, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only through your tawfiq, whatever little ibadat we are making, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us more and more tawfiq, my Allah. To make your ibadat correctly, my Allah. To be obedient to you, my Allah. To be sincere, my Allah. To be loyal unto you, my Allah. Make us from the sadiqeen, my Allah. Make us from the muttaqeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us from the maqbooleen, my Allah. Accept us, my Allah. Amari tooti puti ibadat ko qabool farma. Ya Allah, we are filthy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have made so many promises to you, my Allah. But we broke those promises, my Allah. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan has overpowered us, my Allah. Ya Allah, shaitan is laughing at us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqeem. Ya Allah, put us on the sirat al-mustaqeem, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are lost, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are dhalim, my Allah. Ya Allah, hidayat is in your hands, my Allah. Bring us onto the path of hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, bring the ummah to hidayat, my Allah. Forgive us for every single sin we committed, my Allah. The darkness of the night in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we forgot that you are watching us, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, my Allah. You are so loving, Ya Allah. You are so full of compassion, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so full of compassion and love, my Allah. Ya Allah, that you had concealed our sins, my Allah. You never exposed us, my Allah. You are ghaffar al-dhunub, sattar al-uyub, my Allah. Ya Allah, humari gunaw ko maafarma. Humari khatao ko maafarma. Sattari nasib farma. Ya Allah, sattari nasib farma. Ya Allah, you have given us beshumar ni'mas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we enjoy those ni'mas, but we haven't made true shukr to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you, Ya Allah, for every ni'mat that you have given us, especially the ni'mat of iman. Make us live with iman, make us die with iman, raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. Do not snatch away this ni'mat of iman from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us plentiful, my Allah. We're making shukr to you, Allah. Increase us in all those ni'mas, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhan. Give us the sweetness of iman. Give us the sweetness of ibadah, the sweetness of sajda, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of begging from you, my Allah. Make us become true beggars, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are faqir, ham fuqara hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum beek mangne wale hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu maula hai, tu malik hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the trees, the keys to all your treasures are by you, my Allah. Ya Allah, the keys to the treasures of this world is in your possession, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one who bestows favors, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making iqrar of our weaknesses and shortcomings, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us protection from all type of evil, my Allah. Protect us from jinn and jadu, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from haram, my Allah. Protect us from zina, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all evil habits, my Allah. Give us taqat and tandarusti, my Allah. Give us good health, my Allah. Allah, make us be strong in our minds, my Allah. In our bodies, my Allah. In our hearts, my Allah. Spiritually make us strong, my Allah. Physically make us strong, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us financial assistance, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. We can come to us with ease, my Allah. Ya Allah, whoever is finding difficulty, my Allah, remove his difficulty, my Allah. Whatever the problem he is suffering or she is suffering from, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you, my Allah. Allahumma kashif al-ham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-muttarreen idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah, wa rahimahuma. فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله give us موت الإيمان يا الله موت المدينة الشريف بر الجنة البقيمة يا الله grant us the شفاعة of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم the holy quarter water from his مبارك hands my Allah make us enter الجنة without any حساب كتاب protect us from عذاب of قبر عذاب of جهنم from every big and small fitna especially the fitnas of دجال يا الله if our parents have passed on my Allah grant them مغفرة my Allah If they are living, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make us be obedient to them, my Allah. Make us become the coolest of the eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, Ya Allah, the coolest of our eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun wa ja'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, all those who requested duas from far and wide, my Allah, wherever they may have been, and requested duas, Ya Allah, answer all the jais murad, especially our brothers and sisters, listening to this program, we've raised their hands now, my Allah. Allah, you bless every one of them, my Allah. Remove all their problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have said, Ud'uni astajib lakum, my Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the fazail of dua, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, we cannot go to any other person besides you, my Allah. Because there is no other person who can answer our duas, my Allah. Ya Allah, hazirin ghaibin, sabki dua qabool farma, ummat parham farma. Allah, ummat parham farma. Remove the difficulties. The ummat is suffering in different places, my Allah. Each day, ya Allah, more and more places, more and more countries, my Allah. There is torture, there is persecution, there is zulam, oppression taking place, my Allah. Ya Allah, more and more people are becoming refugees, my Allah. They are bombarded, my Allah. They've got no place, it's locked down, my Allah. They've got nothing, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem. Ya Allah, guide this ummat, my Allah. Guide this ummat. Help this ummat. Ya Allah, nusrat farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim wa tub alayna ya mulana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Inshallah, Monday we'll have a majlis after inshallah. But next Thursday I'll be going to Cape Town with some programs inshallah there. Make dua this program be successful. Allah grant us ikhlas and beneficial for us and all the people there. They have been asking from very long. So inshallah next week Thursday program will be there. Friday the weekend inshallah. SubhanAllah.